Well, we are just 5 minutes away from the big kickoff up at Scotland. Rochdale playing against Plymouth Argyle. Plymouth Argyle simply needing 1 point from the fixture to gain promotion back to the second division. It's been a little while coming, but let's hope that they can get that necessary point tonight and get themselves back into the promised land, out of the football wilderness of the third division. Rochdale against Plymouth Argyle in the company of Julian Gaunt and Mr. Argyle Gordon Sparks, coming your way in a few seconds from now.
It's a carnival atmosphere at Scotland, with both sets of fans well and truly making themselves heard for the big match in Division 3 tonight between Rochdale and Plymouth Argyle. The Argyle fans in the huge stand, right opposite in our commentary position. Julian Gaunt and Gordon Sparks with our feet on the roof of the players' tunnel as we await the competitors to come out for tonight's match. A huge Rochdale flag being passed over the supporters away to our right. And in the Wilberts Lane end, we can see the flag of the tricolour of France. Allez la verte, Argyle till I die, green with white band. A Green Army PAFC flag, another flag of St George, and Biddeford Greens, Leeds Greens, Manchester Greens, all with their flags flying tonight. Julian, the atmosphere is ready. Our players are no doubt just stood below our feet right now, ready to come out.
Certainly a terrific atmosphere, and it's created mainly by those green fans over on the far side, and they'll have an early view of the players as they come out of the dressing room and down the tunnel. As we said earlier, a slightly muted response from the Rochdale supporters, and that's a surprise because their side have certainly a lot to play for tonight. They're lying sixth in the table and 3 points from this match. Although it would be a surprise if they were to beat Argyle, it would take them just a couple of points behind third place Mansfield. So a great deal to play for, but with the incentive to a single point to gain promotion, I don't think Argyle are going to be denied tonight.
We know that many of you are listening in public houses and social clubs, especially in and around the Plymouth area. We hope you enjoy your evening with us on BBC Radio Devon. Rochdale, as Julian said, very, very much in the promotion hunt, and a lot tonight will be decided as we are getting the signal that the players are underneath us with the match referee and his officials leading out first. And here come the teams. Plymouth Argyle with a huge reception from the fans. The ticker tape is falling, the inflated champagne bottles are being raised, and Argyle in their all green strip, Rochdale in all blue, and the hosts tonight have Matthew Jilks in goal. Right back is Lee Duffy, Matt Doherty at left back, central defenders Richard Johnson and Gareth Griffiths, in midfield David Flitcroft, Michael Oliver, Alan McLaughlin, and the new signing Paul Simpson, up front Kevin Townsend and Clive Platt, on the bench Neil Edwards the goalkeeper, Simon Coleman, Steve Jones, Kieran Durkin and Graham Atkinson. Here are the pilgrims for tonight. In goal, Roma Maria, and right back David Warrell, left back John Bess Weatherick, central defenders Graham Coughlin and of course Paul Watson, in midfield David Frio, Steve Adams, Lee Hodges and Jason Flint, and playing alongside Mickey Evans will be Blair Sturrock, on the bench Craig Saylor, Ian Stonebridge, who must be very unlucky not to be in the starting lineup after coming off the bench on Saturday and scoring that amazing goal at Lincoln, Marino Keith, who didn't even travel to Lincoln, Neil Heaney and goalkeeper Luke McCormick. And you could tell just by the way the players were walking out, Julian, that they look very, very determined indeed.
They do indeed, and really with every good reason. That victory at Lincoln, they're ninth on the road, they've only lost three games away from home park. They're a very difficult side to beat, and I believe tonight they'll hold strong in defence and also in the midfield. The single striker are looking to hit Rochdale on the counter-attack.
And we're ready to get underway here on this midweek soccer special on BBC Radio Devon. Rochdale need the points to keep their promotion aspects alive. Plymouth Argyle need 1 point to secure promotion to Division 2. The referee is ready. The players are ready. Kevin Thompson and Clive Platt sit over the ball. Are you sitting comfortably? It should be a good ride tonight.